Hello and welcome to You Had Me at Martini. I'm Susan and I'm joined by my co-host Melissa, who's currently swallowing.
Hello, listeners.
Of course, we're both drinking because you had me at Martini, but I'm having grape hint water because I'm a big partier today. And what about you?
Plain ooh, straight up water. Ooh. Yeah, I just had a massage and I went to the place I get my PT at, where I was doing PT, and the massage girl there is like a death grip. Like I've never.
Is it like deep tissue?
Oh, I have no idea what it is.
It hurt?
It's intense. Yes. Yeah. It borders on that. It borders on that in my neck and in all my spots that like are bad. And it was like, okay, so I'm recovering. Drinking.
Yeah, and you're like, I'm paying for someone to like hurt me.
No, but I trust her because she's at the PT place. And so that whole story, you know.
Oh, sure. No, I mean, I'm kidding. I mean, deep tissue is a real thing and it hurts, but it's like, you know, it hurts and then it helps.
Yes, exactly.
You know, you got to get in there and work that stuff out. And that's not always a fun thing. So any listener who might possibly be younger than us, which is unlikely, you have a lot to look forward to.
Exactly.
Getting old. Jump on that train.
Yeah. I don't think I have any, I don't think I have any like tips for that. Like you just have to go do it.
Getting old.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
I would say the basics, take your vitamins for real, eat healthy, stay hydrated, get enough rest, and also have a good attitude because it sucks. I mean, things happen. And like right now, Melissa knows I have a lot of different friends who are in like really serious health crisis. And you know, you have to keep your, not wits about you, but like your sanity, because it is what it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, being a big old whiner about it, it's not going to make it go away.
No,
you're still going to get old, and it's better than the alternative. I mean, you're not dead.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. And you have to just, I think, keep moving.
Oh, 100%. Exercise.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there you go.
That's the age, anti-aging tips from the two ladies.
Yeah.
That's right. All right. Well, what's today? What are we talking about today? A couple things. Well, right?
I think first we were going to talk about two of the words of the year, one of which I know, and one of which I know the original word it came from, but I had never heard this term. And then we're going to do some regular gift guides that will not, I'm sorry, listeners, have a bunch of vibrators in them.
No, I know. That last episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not buying those for anyone anytime soon, or ourselves. So just so you know.
You didn't buy that one for the neighbor? The butt plug?
Yeah, exactly.
I got that for all my neighbors.
Not sure how that would go over here in the liberal.
Oh, it would not go over here. Trust me.
Living situation here. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about word. What is the first one? What the Webster? They come out with one every year, right? Yeah. So that to me is kind of interesting. This year's word was
authentic.
Yeah.
So I was kind of like, okay. I mean, is the genesis of this that it's just a word that they notice is being used more, looked up more? Like, first of all, looked up. Who doesn't know what authentic means? But then where does this come from that they pick this? Do you have any idea?
I don't know how they go about it. I don't know why. I don't know if they choose it because of cultural reasons, social media, like, you know, prominence. I don't know. It sounds like, you know, like one of those little health guru-y kind of like, oh, you have to be authentic. And, you know, it's not a bad word by any means. I just don't know. It's just kind of like, huh. I don't know why they chose
that.
Yeah,
I mean, I can see it being used in hippy dippy. You know, like, oh, he's so authentic. And like, he did this like karma dance and it was really authentic. Okay, whatever.
Yeah. And a lot of young people are probably using it, you know, like to talk about their experiences and relationships. I don't know. I'm just doing a real stretch on that, but it is like one of those, like, I could see my nieces, like some of my nieces, right? Like, oh, it was such an authentic experience. Okay.
Yeah, I have to say none of my kids have said authentic to me recently, but I'll pay attention.
Yeah.
Now, I did like the Oxford one only because I felt like I felt like, wow, where have I been? B, I was like, oh, now I know it in case someone uses it so I don't sit there going, what are they talking about? And C, I did know the original word. So the original word that this word came from is charisma, which I knew. But apparently Riz is the new way of saying charisma. she's got a lot of riz. Now, if someone had said that to me prior to this discussion with you, I would have been like Googling on the side, like, what did they just say to me? Is it nice? Should I be insulted? I would have no idea.
Uh-huh.
I've never heard anyone say it.
I don't think, and I think I just saw something this morning, and I could be wrong on this, but is it Tom Holland? I think Tom Holland used it in something, and he's an actor, and I don't know if he was talking about himself. I just saw a brief, like, little blurb on it, and I don't know why, because the word's been out for a while, so I don't know why it would have popped up. I don't know if he used it talking about himself, lack of, or something. I don't know. It's just, it is a funny word. I actually like charisma a lot better than just riz.
This is kind of like, eh. Like, are you so lame that you can't say a whole word anymore?
Yeah.
Charisma. Oh my God, I need a nap. Like, was that so hard?
And I don't hear people saying it. So it's not like it's a common, like, every day it's coming up in popularity of the language. Like, right. I just don't hear people saying that. So I'm like,
okay. Yeah, it's not something that needs to be shortened.
Right.
It's not. Like, yeah, exactly. You're not saying it like, oh my God, I'm making this really good, soup that has a lot of charisma. Like, you're not using the word a lot during the day, so
right,
you could just say it as it is. But okay, no offense, younger generation, you do you.
Yeah, exactly.
I think I'm gonna stick with charisma,
and as long as we know what it is, we're not gonna be completely out in the
That's why I was like this is good to know. I don't feel like a total idiot if someone says it, but I'm not gonna use it.
Yeah.
All right. So what we are doing today to offset the gifts from the last episode, where most of them you're probably not going to run out and purchase, is we're going to give you some actual legit ideas. Melissa did the, what was it? Real Simple.
Mm-hmm. I went through Real Simple. I went through the Mom Edit. It's a blog I followed when I talked about that. And I kind of picked more like practical, like, oh yeah, this is a good gift idea. I would get it. You know,
okay. All right, good. I did Uncommon Goods, and I picked like, oh, this is a fun, unique thing that like, so good.
Right. Cause it gets harder for, especially for like people like you, who we all have everything and we buy everything we want. Like, it's terrible, right? Like,
well, you get to a certain point where you're like, you're not going to wait till Christmas to get like the facial cleanser you want. Like, when you were young and maybe it was like kind of a little out of your price point, and you're like, oh, maybe my parents will buy it for me. You're like, I'm going to go get it. So then there's nothing left.
Yeah. And then it was like all the Black Friday, all I kept doing was, oh, this is cute. Oh, I need that too. This is cute. Oh, look at, I need, that's such
and
a
see,
good
I didn't buy anything on Black Friday.
I bought a few things, not a ton, but I did buy a few things. Yeah. So, well, you know, that whole weekend, it was like Black Tuesday. I mean, it was like they started so soon. Like, and it's interesting because I always don't get like wrapped up in that Black Friday and all that sale stuff. And I kind of did a little because some of the stores had like 50% off, which is pretty major,
yeah,
you know, online shopping.
Then it makes you say, how much is the markup if they can still make a profit with 50% off?
Yeah. But some of the stuff was like, I think that's what they do. They try and lure the people there. And it worked for me because there were some of those places I was buying stuff. And then I thought, no, don't fall into that, because by closer to Christmas, the stuff's going to be even more discounted. And I'll tell you, I'm not seeing it. So it's kind of, and I'm only shopping online. I'm not like walking in the stores like I used to, right? Like walking into Macy's or Nordstrom. And not that Nordstrom ever did that, but you know, some of these more one-off stores, I don't go in and shop anymore. So online, I'm not seeing those discounts like they were early. So on some instances, I'm kind of like, oh, kind of hit myself for not doing it though.
I do take it back. I did do one Black Friday thing, but I did it, to your point, like the previous Black Wednesday or whatever. It was like an upcoming Black Friday thing that you could do then, and you'll love this. I love, and Melissa knows this, hint water. It's this water with a hint of different fruit flavors. But when it first came out, it was a dollar bottle. And then, of course, once it became popular, it went up to close to $2. I'm never going to spend $2, but when it goes on sale, and it was a dollar a bottle, and it, I got, let me see, 27 cases.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's the thing, right? Those are, you know, that's when you find those deals and you buy them. Because if you had thought, oh, you know, I'll wait. No.
It's all stacked up on the wall in our garage, like case, like just all along the wall. And the thing is, you know, we will use it.
Yeah.
So, and you know, otherwise I'm just sitting around waiting for it, or I have to go on Amazon. There's one site on Amazon you can get like a bundle for like $1.12 a bottle, but it's the same flavors all the time. And like some of them I don't like that much. So
yeah, anyway,
if Yeah. I have a lot of water.
That's okay. It was only a dollar a bottle. So, I mean, you justify it that rate, right? Like,
oh, what I need to do then is send all my bottles to Rothy's and then they can make shoes out of them because that's what shoes are made of. And then I'll feel even better about it.
Even better about the world, right? That's a great idea. Yeah. Speaking of Rothy's, how many pairs of those do you have? I have yet to buy any. And I keep
hearing. Four. I have like the little slip-on like KED type, whatever you want, Van style. And I just have a pair of those here and a pair out in California. And then I have two little pairs of loafers.
Yeah. I've heard the loafers are really cool. I haven't yet to buy any of those, but.
Yeah. They're comfortable. And they are made from recycled water bottles and, you know, like, and they're washable.
Even the loafers and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've seen those. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So let's get going. Tell me about some of your gift ideas, Melissa.
Well, one of them was like, I love looking at the lists of people when they do things that the best, you know, like the best, the editors or the writers or, you know, the gifts they've received. So I went through one of those lists and, you know, some of it's kind of boring things, but I did look at these and it's only because it's me, these hand warmers.
Melissa is always cool.
Always. But these were on Amazon for $28 and I looked at them. They're rechargeable. So they're not like those ones that you used to think about back in the day that you'd crack open. Like I buy the heat hand warmers. These are rechargeable ones and you just put them in and then you take them out and recharge them. I thought that was kind of a unique gift for someone who maybe is like, you know, goes to football games or something, right? Like people that are actually sitting outside. I just always had cold hands. I didn't go sitting outside, but I thought that was cool. The robot vacuum seems to be big right now. Those little like Roombas or like iLife ones, they have different versions. I don't know why someone would like to get that, but I thought that was kind of an interesting, oh, you give them.
I'm raising my hand. I have one. And I gave one to each of my kids in their apartments. I got to tell you, I run mine every day and every day it is full because it gets all the dust and stuff that's in the air. It is astounding. Like you would never think, I mean, it's astounding. So I think it's a really great thing if you have a spot for it, you know, in their apartments, it's like, you know, it just goes around, cleans up after the cat hair. So like mine is by a company and when I got them, I researched and it was EUFY and price point, they're way more reasonable. And when we moved to Denver, I was going to get one for that house. And we went to Best Buy and I bought the Roomba, right? We ended up returning it. It didn't work nearly as well as the Eufy. So for those of you who would like this, it's on Amazon and it's actually a really good product.
Can it go on rugs?
Yeah. The only thing that none of them are good with is if you have rugs with the fringe, they eat that.
For sure. Okay. That's interesting. Yes. Well, maybe when the kitchen's done and I have one solid floor, maybe I'll look at that.
Okay.
Interesting. Just for a main room or something, right? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, in California, just does that one big room and here it just does the downstairs. But I run it and it's full every single time.
Okay. Yeah, that's interesting. So I thought that was kind of a unique, like you gifted it. So there you go. Kind of an interesting thing. One other thing that pops up, which I know you've gifted to me, is the Lululemon, the fleece belt bags now are big, right? The fleece ones.
Oh, that like fanny pack type thing that everyone's wearing now.
Yes. Everyone loves those.
So fleece?
Yeah, they're fleecy. They're like furry, like Sherpa.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah. I saw those in Europe. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're super cute. And those bags are like $40 or $50. So they're not that expensive if you just have a gift to give to somebody because everybody would always use a belt bag like that. So.
I could see Scott wearing one all the time. Not everybody.
I didn't pick everybody. My list is not geared toward you. Do you have any men gifts? I have none.
Well, mine are, we'll finish this list and then I'll do one of mine.
Okay, so what else did I have on my list here? Oh, the Merit, you know, Merit makeup. They had an eye set, an eyeshadow set, which I thought was kind of fun. You could get the mascara and their eyeshadow in one.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a nice little fun gift. You know, I love giving makeup, and we always are giving each other beauty products because
trying so hard to fight the whole thing. But
yeah, the Botox serum. Yeah, we're I like giving them. If there's something that's practical, and if you like it, then you're sharing what you like with someone else. Because that's how I gift usually, right? Stuff that I like. So that was a good one. Barefoot Dream socks. So cool. Just to like wear around the house. I don't know that I'd wear them out because they're thick. And if you're not wearing that, you know, boots maybe. But even just.
Yeah, but they're more like slippers.
I think so. Yeah. They're just Barefoot Dream socks. They're $15, right? So, I mean, I just think they're kind of cozy. I don't know. I thought that was kind of a fun idea. Everyone loves the Barefoot Dreams throw blankets. I don't know. I think they're a little bit, you have to look for them to be at different price points, but, and there's so many dupes. I see people posting dupes of them, but that's a kind of always a nice gift because they come wrapped up with the bow and the whole nice thing. They had this thing called a keepsake. And it was a little wallet that holds your credit cards and your driver's license. And it has a strap and it looks like a key strap, but this strap attaches to your cell phone. So it's like all there on your cell phone. So it's not like you have on your phone, you have that back part where you keep your credit cards. This is more a simple, like it looks like a little credit card holder, but it holds things in it.
How do you attach it to your cell phone?
Yeah, it goes on the top. It looks like there's a little, you know, it's got to have some kind of like latch or something. And probably it's just like glue, not glue, but you know what I mean? Maybe it's part of the case. I don't know. I didn't investigate it, but I looked at it. But it's just like this little loop at the top of your phone. So maybe there's something that sticks on like a sticky or something, like when you put your phone on, you know, if you have something for your phone for your car, similar to that. So I thought, oh, that's a good way because you always have your phone. So you're always going to have your stuff with you. And it's a little bit bigger than just the one like you have on the back of your phone.
Right. But the one I have on the back of my phone makes it hard. Like in my car, I have this thing where you can set your phone down and it should just charge it. But because I have that thing stuck on the back of my phone with my cards in, I can't charge it. I would have to take it out of the case. Mm-hmm. So something like you're talking about would replace that. And that would be a nicer way to have it.
Yeah, it's
you'll have to show me that.
I know, because of $40, sure it comes on and off, right? Because you can't always have you're not talking on your phone with it. So it's got to be a pretty easy system. I'll have to look at that. So I thought that was kind of an interesting gift. I guess that could be a guy gift. Then one of my favorite things I found, and I would have never, ever thought of this or thought they even did something like this. And you know where it's coming from for me. It was the hardwood, it's like the hardwood.com, this place where it will take a recipe that someone wrote, like your grandma or your mother, and they etch it onto a cutting board. So you can have this cutting board etched with the recipe of whoever it is that, and they do it in like the writing of the person. I thought that was the coolest thing. I don't know. My mom did when I got married, my mom gave me a recipe book. Mm-hmm. Old school, where she had written out all the recipes of the things that she made, my dad made. My dad wrote some out too. Mm-hmm. I still have it and it's falling apart because it was handwritten and it's on paper. But, and it's on this yucky, like quilted cover. Remember those quilted?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's just, but it's
1980s.
Cool. Yeah. So I thought that was fun. So, some ideas. You can go ahead and give some of yours. I've got
all right. My list isn't as long as yours, but an Uncommon Goods is a site that I've gotten things for people before. It just has like little quirky, unique things. And it's kind of like the same idea, different, but you know, you can go on Etsy and find unusual things. It's just you're not going to find stuff you're going to find when you walk in Macy's. Excuse me. So the first thing I found, the first section I looked at, this list is family activities. So there's tons of stuff, but the first thing I saw was make your own hot sauce kit. And I thought, okay, like I could see, like, again, it wouldn't be something you do with little kids, but if, you know, like my kids like to cook and if you had a family who was really into like barbecue and hot sauce, like that would be kind of a fun thing. Then they had, and again, this I would think you'd want to give to someone who either lived near a lake or on a lake, but it's a custom lake art cribbage board. So it's like got the picture of the lake, but it's a cribbage board. So I'm thinking someone who has like a lake house or something, you know, and they have games and things like that, you know, vacation place. Mm-hmm. But again, that's more unique. Then they had, and this I thought, okay, you're like a young family in an apartment or a young couple, whatever, indoor s'mores fire pit. And it's just this little tray, like maybe, I'm guessing it's about 18 inches long and maybe by six. And it has like a little place for the marshmallows with sticks and a little place for the crackers and the chocolate. And then it's a tiny little fire pit and you can make your little s'mores. And I thought, okay, that's cute. Like when we were young, we would have liked that.
And I've seen those before and they look so cute. They're kind of like mini fondue pots, right? You just, then did they light with like those, what were those like little carrot? What are those little?
Oh, those carrot. I know what you're talking about. I don't know. I mean, I could click and open it and find out, but it's just like a little, it's this black sleek. It's very sleek looking. It's actually very cool. And it's like black, kind of looks like laminated sleek wood on the top with like wood underneath, grained wood. And then on one side, it has these sticks in a glass for the marshmallows and a little area for the crackers and chocolate. And then on the other side is a kind of a gray stone-like looking bowl that has fire coming out of it. But, you know, again, it's just kind of a fun little thing. Like if I knew a family that was living in an apartment or somewhere where they couldn't go out and have a fire, this would be something I'd think about. I didn't give you my price points. Ooh, let me go back. So yeah. The hot sauce kit is $48. The customized art cribbage board is $79. The s'mores thing is a little higher. It's $155.
Is it really? I'm surprised.
Yeah, but I will tell you, it's very nice looking. Like it's very nice. Yeah. Like it's not like a piece of crap. Then they had this. Now this made me think of my son. So my son and one of my daughters loves escape rooms and all that kind of stuff. And when we were away a couple of weeks ago, they came to the house and they had a murder mystery dinner party with their friends here right before Thanksgiving. So I saw this, and it's called Unlock the Wine Escape Room Game. And it's a little like jail cell with a wine bottle locked in it. And the wine does not come with it. They make sure you know that. And it's a game that you can have, like play with people with all these different clues and like escape room type thing that you can set up. And the goal is to get the wine bottle out of the little cage.
That's cute.
It's only $28. And I thought, that's like a fun, cute little activity. So
I bet you, and they can do that, reuse it. I wonder.
Yeah, like, I think so.
Yeah, okay.
And then they had, you know, those games for little kids, Connect Four, yeah. And you drop the, okay, they have one, but you can do it, customize it. So you can have like, you know, the Sipple family and then like hearts and, you know, whatever, but you can customize a Connect Four game. So I thought that was kind of cute. Yeah. And that is $90. So you know, that like, was my family gift section.
Can you put like pieces, like make the Connect Four with faces like on the little, yeah, that would be
fun. They're not showing that you have the people's faces. Okay. No, I'm sorry. But you could create that and probably, you know, make a fortune.
Yeah.
So that was my family fun guide. I've got two more. So you go ahead with your next one.
Oh, I don't have that many more, actually. I thought a couple of I was just looking at some of the other ideas that they had. I thought Kodak makes a wireless mobile photo printer. Have you seen those?
No.
They are a little bit the size of your iPhone. They're slightly bigger than that. And it's.
So the pictures must be little that are prints.
Yeah, it does. Real small pictures.
So is it kind of like those little Instamatic size pictures?
Yeah, okay. I think so. And there was another list that somebody said. I read the description of what they do and they send it to like their friends who live out of state. They send a camera and like with a roll of film, take the pictures and send me your pictures and show me what's going on. Clever. I thought that was a clever idea for a gift for somebody that's not close by.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously it's different than sending pictures on the cell phone. It's just kind of a fun way to have someone get engaged by taking pictures and then sending them off again. So I thought that was kind of fun too, but that little photo.
What's the price point on that?
I did not write the price down on that Kodak little.
Oh, it's free.
Yeah, it's free. It's a Kodak. Cool. It's a wireless mobile photo printer. I don't know. It's kind of, I thought it was cute, but I did write down, this is the other thing I've seen, and I've seen variations of this as well as the coffee thing. So you tell me, they're called those embers and they're like, they warm your coffee. You put your coffee mug on it and it keeps your coffee warm and you can
put like a mini hot plate.
Yes. And they're like $150, $190 for these.
Do they plug in or are they like portable?
That I don't know.
Because if it's just a plug-in mini hot plate for a coffee cup, that seems like a ripoff.
It must be something different because it's got to be, right? Nothing's going to plug in. So it's got to be maybe chargeable or something and you turn on it. And I'm thinking, I don't take that long to drink my coffee. Like,
I was just going to say that.
And then I'm on my second cup and you know what I mean? So it's interesting concept, but the price of it is so not. So I don't know who sits there and puts their coffee down and doesn't get back to it for another 10 minutes that they.
I would say if it was like $25.
Yeah.
You knew someone who like was always at the office and had a cup of coffee and you have to go down the hall to get a refill. Like, I'd be like, all right, well, that's kind of like might be useful, but like for 150.
Yeah, it's expensive. So there's variations of that. I just saw not a dupe, but I just saw another one because I think Ember was the main one that I've seen like last year. And then I saw another one this year, a little bit lower price, but I thought that's so odd. But the version that I saw that I wrote down was a wine glass chiller.
Now we're talking.
I knew you would like that.
Okay, but can you do it with a stem wine glass, or doesn't have
to, it has to be? Yeah, it has to be stemless. But
I gotta say, part of the experience for me with drinking wine is the glass. I love a, you know me, I love a pretty glass, and the stemless ones are fine, but they don't really do it for me. So that would be where I would be like, find me one that can chill my stem wine glass, yeah, and I'm all over it.
But I do have to say that I do go to my stemless wine glasses if I'm drinking, because I just like the feel. I like the feel of it. You know, it's a little bit bigger. It's more stir. I mean, I know, not my martini. I have to have that in an up glass, as we know. No coupe glasses, none of that. But
coupe glasses, don't get me started.
But this was $45. I thought, you know what? It's kind of an interesting idea, because your wine does get, if you like chilled wine, it can get cold.
Well, that depends how fast you drink it.
Exactly.
There. I don't need one of those. I'm good.
That's another one. Okay. And then actually, sadly, the last thing I had were those UGG boots. Have you been seeing those little UGG like slipper slide boots that they're slides more?
Well, I've seen slippers, but not boots.
So they're not a boot. They're actually more of a mule. They look like a mule. I've seen them like everywhere. They're like $130. They're every Nordstrom's, but they've got a real thick sole. So I think people are wearing them like dog walking and outside for the, I think that's what they're doing, but they're everywhere now. So that's the UGG boot of the year, I think. Yeah.
Haven't seen it.
Yeah. So there,
but I don't live in areas where there's lots of shopping. So, yeah. You know,
yeah.
All right. Well, I thought you had so many lists.
No. Though I just went through and picked like my most practical thing.
All right. Well, I have two more lists. Okay. I have the ornaments and decor and then the personalized. So in ornaments and decor, they had these ornaments that were $18, and you could either do it in a geode or in like a resin and sand where it looks like it's a beach and it uses real sand from beaches in California, but they're stakes. So like I could give you one that was the state of Illinois or something. Mm-hmm. And I thought, okay, that's kind of fun. Like if someone moved, you know, or you're like, they're leaving, you want them to remember, you know, I was like, okay, cute.
Yeah.
There was also one that, again, it was an ornament, and it's the title of the, you know, little blurb below was Home is Where the Heart Is, but it's a little map and it has a little heart with the coordinates and the name. So like I thought of that as like someone moving or getting a new house or something. Like when we moved, my friend in Denver got us a set of coasters that were just like this, and they had each place we'd lived, like each coaster had a little heart, like one in Massachusetts and one in Denver and one in California. So I thought that would be like a good gift for someone with a new home or who had just moved. And that was $35. Then they had this ornament, which I would never get for myself because I have not ventured into this realm yet. But I know so many people who would freak the F out over this. Pickleball felt ornament. Little pickleball ornament, like paddle with the little ball. And I thought my friends who play pickleball would die for that. And it's $15. So it's not like terrible.
Yeah, it's a big crate. Now there's going to be a lot of pickleball ornaments going up on the tree, and then look back and say, oh, that's when I did that.
That's before I hurt my Achilles. And then there was this wall. And this, again, this isn't something you would get for everybody, but if somebody had a ski house or something like that, or were really like a family who was obsessed with skiing, it's a wall mounted recycled ski bottle opener. So it's like part of like a ski and they have a bottle opener. It's just, it's very, you know, kind of campy, but it's cute. Like if you had a place for it we just went to Vermont to my friend Trisha's ski house. It would be very cute there. Like it wouldn't look right in a Cape house.
Right.
So, you know, just in the right place. So that was that list.
Do you buy Did you buy ornaments for your kids when they were little? And like, do you have them all like set aside for?
No, because you said to me the other day, oh, did you give her ornaments? And I was like, what are you talking about? So no, I did not. Like there are some ornaments on the tree that like they made or something, but no.
Yeah.
Okay. Then the final section in, again, for those of you who have forgotten already, like myself, most of the time, uncommongoods.com is the personalized section. So they have this really cute thing if you're a big reader, and it's a personalized book nook. And it's like this little wooden thing where it like, it's got the back where you could lean your book, and it has a place for your like coffee or teacup, and then a place for your glasses. Those of you who need readers like myself. And yep. you can personalize it any way you want. Like I'm the one they have in the description. It says save my spot. So, but that was 68. And I thought that was super cute. If you had like, what do you get someone that has everything, but they love to read? You're like, oh, okay. That's like something they probably didn't pick up at Target.
But that sounds practical too, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
A little place for your glasses.
Yeah. And because it's customized, it's nice wood. I think 68 isn't terrible. Mm-hmm. Then they had a lot of customized kids books, anywhere from $35 to $40. There's like How My Dog Saved Christmas, blank, like, Susan Can Change the World, Good Night, yep. Little Me. And I remember when my kids were little, they got a few of those customized books at birthdays, yep. and stuff. And like, they loved those, the books.
Really cute. Really cute. Great idea.
Then they had a Bourbon Barrel Lazy Susan where you could personalize it. So again, you need like a, big kitchen table. I mean, it's big. So, but it's 150 and it's very rustic and kind of cool looking. And this, it's funny when you're talking about the recipe, because I didn't want to say anything, but they had this personalized handwritten letter blanket, and it's kind of hokey, but it's also sweet because they show this blanket where someone has written a loving letter to somebody else, and it's in the handwriting and everything. And I thought, if my mom had given me something like that, and now that she's gone, I probably, when I was feeling sad, would love to pull out that blanket. Mm-hmm. So that was anywhere from $155 to $205, depending on probably how long the letter is that the person wrote.
Yeah, that's really cute. I mean, though, I had no idea. I think it's genius, whoever has come up with the idea to use the writing of somebody who was special to you, like, whether it's an I love you from like how they used to sign their letters all the time. Whatever. Like I said, I think that's just such a cool thing to do because it's there forever then. Yeah. You have it, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because nobody writes anymore.
No. My mom actually had really nice penmanship. Like I wish I could go back in time and be like, do me a favor, just write the following. But look what my mom wrote for me.
Because nobody does that anymore. Like nobody hand writes out letters and nobody you write a thing. Yes, people still do those, but the basics of like just letter writing and like recipes, everyone goes online and prints stuff out. Nobody is writing out recipes like they used to. Do that, right? Yeah.
And then it's funny, the last thing they had on here, I gave to you a few years ago. I got yours on Etsy, but this woman has clearly branched out to Uncommon Goods. A sentimental sand custom karma bracelet. So this is like the little stone bracelets, but then in the middle of it is a bigger disc and you can pick what beach and what sand. At the time she was doing it on Etsy, it was just Cape Cod, but now she's branched out and they said she has hundreds of different beaches. But Melissa always comes to visit me and we always go to our beach called Douse's Beach. So I had one made for her and for myself with Douse's Beach sand, just because that was like meaningful to us. And it's anywhere from 64 to 80. Although I'll tell you, people on Etsy, it was probably a little less than that. So check Etsy first.
I love that. And it reminded me of the ornament when you were talking about the ornament. Yeah. Like the bracelet. So
But that's true. Something if you have shared a beachy kind of experience with someone, it's just, kind of a nice little even if you don't wear it all the time, you look at it and then it takes you back to that moment. And so I always like things that take me somewhere good.
I forget about that, that website. They do have really cool, like unique gifts. And I think with Etsy, and it seems like Etsy's coming such a long way. They've done so many different, things now that people tend to, you've directed me there so many times for stuff. I mean, I just bought something for somebody, a gift for a coworker. She bird watches. I mean, okay.
Kelsey started watching during COVID.
Yeah, she's way younger than I am. Talks about it all the time. So I bought her coasters that have all the different like bird names on them. And it's kind of funny. They're not appropriate. Like there's a bird called Tits. There's booby birds. And there's, so I bought them like that. So I thought those were kind of fun. But Etsy, there you go.
Yeah. Well, the coasters I was talking about that my friend got me, she got on Etsy. Yeah, Etsy is another great place. You guys, they don't necessarily make up these lists like some of these bigger, you know, people, whatever companies do. But, you know, all you have to do is go in the search thing and put something in. And you cannot believe, like, there's a person out there making everything. Like, anything you want, you can pretty much find on Etsy. And usually it's people who really love what they're doing. And so their price points, they're not trying to gouge you. I will say some people have figured out that they can put a storefront in Etsy and it's really not the crafters there, but you can really discern those pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I've gotten some really fabulous personal gifts there for people that they like.
And what I've noticed in the list, because we've done this a couple of years now, is that, you know, these places that put them out tend to be, I think, they have favorite things, like Oprah's favorite things. We didn't even look at that when
I looked at it and I wasn't wowed. I was sort of like, eh.
Yeah. She's gotten a lot more food items, which are always nice, but they're always like these really like unique, like one-off places. So it's nice because one of the lists I looked at had, you know, Black-owned businesses, things to buy for gifts from, just specific from Black-owned or women-owned businesses. Mm-hmm. Those are kind of nice. And then you find something that's super unique, right? So those places, but some of the bigger lists are all, you kind of start seeing the same, and it's almost like they're being influenced or they're being like, oh, let's all talk about this because everyone will be talking about it, like the candle or something.
I found that's why I ended up with Uncommon Goods, because after you picked a couple lists from the Real Simple, I went back and all the other lists were just kind of blah. And so then I went to several other sites, Oprah's included, and it was all the same stuff, all the same stuff to your point. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, like this is also like generic, like, oh, here's a toaster. Like there was nothing unusual or fun. And so that's what led me to Uncommon Goods. Cause I was like, oh wait, I remember that. Like, I love that store or site, not store.
Yeah. And you can see the theme, like again with certain things. And I'm like, okay, I've seen that. Check it. Seen that. I mean, obviously Barefoot Dream stuff shows up every year. Cause people find that to be so like, it is, it's such cozy stuff, but there's so many other versions of that. And so many, like, I don't want to say duplicates, but there's other versions of it that are just as nice, but you know, the name and it pops up, but still, I didn't know they made socks. Where have I been?
Yeah, they do a lot of stuff. I have a sweatsuit by them.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, they have blankets and robes and sweaters and I just bought like a, from there. I totally forgot till just talking to you. Now I bought it and I was going to bring it to Chicago. And then I'm like, oh, like no, I'm not. So yeah, but like, it's like this warm, like just, so yeah.
Like putting a blanket on.
Yeah.
Clothes on, putting a blanket on, which is so nice, but so many other places are coming like that too. But yeah, so it's, but it's time. If you're like me, still doing the last minute stuff.
Well, you must feel stressed because you guys, Melissa is going on safari on the 23rd. So she's got to get it done.
I got to get it done. And yeah, the good news is there is an upside a little bit. There's no exchanging of family gifts this year. This is our family gift. So that's a good thing. I don't have to stress about that because you know how it is buying kids stuff for your adult children who buy them their own stuff any way they want. And with my family, who we are, stuff, we just do a grab bag and we opted for that this year since we wouldn't be around and coming back later. It loses a little bit of the fun because the fun is like the opening in front of everybody and seeing what everybody picked. And so I'm a little bit lighter on that, but it's still
one thing you could do if you like are behind and you don't have something for someone, say, you know what, I wanted to wait and get you something on my trip. But then, yeah, then you have to get them something on your trip.
I know,
but that's like if you forget and you're like, oh my God, like I'm going to bring something back for you. I just thought it'd be so much more interesting.
Well, so. It'll be interesting because we're in Cape Town. We do go to Cape Town first. And that's like really literally over the Christmas holiday. I don't know what'll be open. And then we go on safari for the 9 days.
I can't believe you're doing 9. We did 4. I mean, you do 2 a day. And there's several hours, but 4 days of that was, I mean, it was, I can't wait to do it again, but like it was enough at one time. So, but are you going doing 9 days in one park? Or are you at least doing another park?
No, one park. Oh, Kruger.
Okay.
Yeah. But Kruger is,
but it's much bigger than, we were in a small private park. So you probably get 9 days. You're covering a lot more terrain.
Because Kruger is like this, Tom said, it's like the size of Vermont. Mm-hmm. So it's huge. And you go from camp to camp.
Oh,
you
drive. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Like very different. We were staying in one place and each day going out in this very small. So yeah, well then maybe 9 days is appropriate. It's very different. So, but that means you're bringing your luggage with you each night. Like,
yes.
Oh yeah. We get to unpack and relax.
I think it was like 2 or 3 times. I think we changed 2 or 3 times. So I don't know. I can't wait to report back on that.
Well, because I think that you are going to have a fabulous time. I think that you don't, it's just to be up close and personal like that. I mean, it's just, it's nothing like the zoo when you're standing there and they're on the side. Like, it's like they are right there. It is so cool.
Yeah. So I will ask me in our next podcast, because I don't think we'll be getting one done before holiday.
No, I don't think so. When do you get back?
January 6th.
All right. I'll be in California by then. So don't wake me up. I call and do early.
I won't do that. I won't do that. And you'll know when I'm back. You'll know when I'm there. So anyway, so I get a little reprieve of that this year, but it's still just, you know, there's still all those, like,
there's neighbors and coworkers and just, you know.
Yeah. All those things. Right. Yeah. Like, you know, at least we got the Goop guide out. And like you said, the neighbors, you know,
yeah, they're all taking care of everyone. They're all butt plugs for everyone. we're having a cocktail party or an open house next Saturday. And I have a big basket with just wrapped, and everyone who comes in, I'm just going to go, here's a butt plug for you. Here's a butt plug for you. Can you imagine? Oh my God. That would be, I would love to like have someone do that where there's like a secret camera watching and be able to give a straight head. People being seen their reaction. Like, oh my God, that would be so fun.
The thing is, though, they wouldn't probably open it there unless you're like, oh, everyone just take one.
Everyone, I want you to open them all. I have a sick sense of humor. Okay.
That would be awesome to see who knew what it was.
Yeah, I was like, what? I had never, until we started doing the Goop thing, I had never heard of that. I was like, what's a butt plug? apparently, I don't get out much.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And I'm okay with that, because those things look scary. Yeah, exactly. That one, the twofer thing. Oh my God.
we're giggling now. I'm giggling.
A little punchy. Okay. We'll let you guys go. I hope this helps you in your gift buying experience. And if nothing else, I hope we've managed to entertain you a little bit.
Yeah.
So happy holidays.
Cool. Yes.
What do you say for happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. What do you say for Kwanzaa? Happy Kwanzaa, Merry Kwanzaa?
Merry, I don't know. Good question. Oh, but
that's good Kwanzaa to you.
Yeah, good Kwanzaa.
Yeah. And what was the other one in Seinfeld?
Oh
God. I can't believe I can't think of it now. They make up this whole holiday. It's so funny. Yeah. Oh my God. The part of it was like insulting each other around the table. Like, I forget. It'll come to me later.
It's like a holiday of Christmas. Around Christmas time.
That's George makes it up, and
I can see that.
It was hilarious. Anyway, okay. I digress. Is that the right thing?
Yes, digress.
I digress. Excuse me. All right, you guys. Adios.
Yeah. Be safe.